Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 7, 1805. Naturalist Elliot Cowes. As he descends the Bitterroot River today, Captain Clark continues his work of recording water courses and distances. He writes,
"A cloudy and rainy day. The greater part of the day dark and drizzly. We proceeded on down the river through a valley, past several small runs on the right and three creeks on the left. Open hilly country on the right. The valley from 1 to 3 miles wide. Snow-top mountains to our left. Open hilly country on the right. Saw two horses left by the Indians. Those horses were as wild as elk. One of our hunters came up this morning without his horse. In the course of the night, the horse broke loose and cleared out. We did not make camp until dark, for the want of a good place. One of our hunters did not join us this evening. He, having killed an elk, packed his horses and could not overtake us. Captain William Clark, September 7, 1805.
According to Moulton's notes, Clark mislabeled some of the streams he recorded between the dates of September 6 and 9. In the late 1800s, naturalist Elliot Cowes made a great effort to correctly identify these geographical locations when he produced his own edition of the Lewis and Clark journals. Harper's Publishing had approached Mr. Cowes to add explanatory and historical notes to Biddle's version of the journals. And while he researched the project, he discovered the original journals in Philadelphia at the American Philosophical Institute, where they had been stored for some three-quarters of a century. Cowes added so many of his own footnotes, comments, and opinions that there was little room left in his edition of the journals for actual material from the journals. Tomorrow, cold and wet.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.